Tonight, we're talking about Chapter 10 of the General Service Office. I want to start off by saying something because when we get down a couple of lines, because there's always people who ask complicated questions, and then you have the people with no experience, the people with a lot of experience, the people who know this book 20 times better than I ever will. In the AA world of New York, of the General Service Board and the two affiliate corporations, AAWS and the AA Grapevine. Just keep in the back of your mind that even though there are three corporations, there are only two budgets. So three corporations, two budgets. The first budget, the easiest one to explain, is the AA Grapevine budget. They have their own standalone budget, and it is presented to the Trustees Finance Committee each year. The other budget, the technical name of it, is the budget of AA World Services and the General Service Office. So inside that budget, you will find all the costs and contributions for the General Service Board. You will also find all the costs for services provided at the General Service Office. You will also find all the costs and the income received for the literature side of the General Service Office. You will also find below the line where the General Service, because it's so the any money connected to the General Service Board, to that corporation, is all found in the budget of AA World Services and the General Service Office. So because Lavinia is funded as a service and not funded by subscriptions, although there is a subscription price, Lavinia is not expected to be self-supporting. And there is an advisory action. So the cost or the budgeted line item for Lavinia contribution from the General Service Board is found in that budget. And as I go down, I'll explain why I'm talking about the two budget system. So it says here under structure, the chief executives of both AAWS and AA Grapevine are AA members and provide leadership to the overall daily operations of the General Service Office. Now, what's weird about that is there's a separate chapter on the Grapevine. There is a radical departure in this service manual from previous ones. I'm not here whether to say it's right, wrong. I can just explain so that you understand it. In this service manual, the term General Service Office is used as a location where AAWS, the General Service Office, GSO staff, and the Grapevine all work. In previous service manuals, it did not like that. GSO was always the services side of the house. In fact, if you wrote letters to GSO, you would get the blue stationery, General Service Office stationery. If you wrote a letter to AA World Services, you would get a letter back on the green stationery for AA World Services. If you wrote a letter to the General Service Board, you would get a letter back in blue, general, dark blue, not light blue. Light blue is GSO. So what we're talking about here, General Service Office, although it is a location, we're talking about the services provided by the GSO. GSO is headed by the general manager. The general manager is an AA member, usually a past trustee, except now that person is working for AA. They are a special worker. Their job as a general service manager is not service. While we like to meet the general manager and say thank you for your service, the job is a job. Special worker. Bob, who is our current general manager, does his service when he's not working. When he's working, he is a special worker for the fellowship. Under purpose, it talks about GSO serves all AA groups in the United States and Canada, and also offers services to AA overseas, especially in countries where there is no service structure. While many other countries have their own GSO, and the earliest our General Service Office is the earliest to be established, it is generally regarded as the senior office. We stopped using the words headquarters in the late 50s, early 60s. There were already service structures appearing in Europe. So we don't call ourselves the headquarters. It performs many functions that group districts, areas, and intergroups cannot easily handle. That is an important reference to our concepts. The General Service Office does for groups what they can't, but it doesn't do for groups what they can. That's the purpose of the General Service Office. I hear in a couple of weeks the General Service Office will be open again. I mean, it's technically open now. Employees are back working both remote and in the office. But I hear in a couple of weeks the Friday meeting will be back open at 11 a.m. on Fridays. If you're ever in New York, please go. Please show up early and go on the tour. It says under staffing, the General Service Office is comprised of 100 employees, 88 AWS, 12 Grapevine, who provide a wide range of services to the fellowship. While a number of GSO employees are AA members, as required by the specific nature of their job, many of the professional services handled in the office are provided by non-alcoholic employees who are quite familiar with AA principles and practice. And some of those jobs are held by AA members who don't have to be an AA member for their job. In other words, it's none of our business. It's no special requirement that they be a recovered alcoholic and member of AA. I'm sure we might have a few who are eligible for membership. I'm not putting down anybody, but based on the stats in the world today, if you have 100 employees, there's a chance that one or two could be eligible for membership someday. Financial support for GSO. This is why I mentioned the budgets. Group and individual contributions to the General Service Board's general fund. Income from AAWS Publishing. And then any income after operations from the AA Grapevine Inc. That's a little bit misleading. If you're a budget and money person and you really get into all this stuff, the way it technically works is at the end of the year, I'm gonna give an example. Let me just grab a pen. If on the AAWS and General Service Office budget, they made $200, there would be $200 at the end of the year below the line. That takes into account those first two bullets: contributions to the General Service Board and literature income to AAWS. And inside that budget covers, of course, is the expenses to produce that literature, staffing, editing, printing, publishing, all of that. Let's say the Grapevine made $200 as well. The total of both budgets excess would be $400. A normal way to just think about it is they would let each corporation keep $100 operating money, and $100 from each corporation would go into the reserve fund. That's how that works every January. Now, let's say we had a year where AWS lost $1,000. And the Grapevine made 1200. We would be positive for all of our both corporation, all three corporations, $200. We would probably take no money from anybody to put in a reserve fund. Cash would just stay as it is in those accounts. In quite a few years, we've had a situation where, let's say, AWS made $10,000 and the Grapevine lost $2,000. We would subtract the $2,000 so that we would know in both corporations we made $8,000 all combined. We would put some in the reserve fund. We would keep some on their books for operating cash. The point I'm making is that excess income from the AA Grapevine is not used as a budget tool to help support the office. What they're describing there is just an end of the year accounting function as we look at the total cash on hand and how both corporations did the year before. Who may contribute to GSO? Isn't this? I will guarantee you, when they if they made changes to the service manual, I would like to guarantee you that this is probably the number one change that was written in about. We do not make contributions to the General Service Office. We make contributions to the General Service Board. The General Service Board, per Tradition 9, is the custodian of the voluntary contributions. They give it to AAWS to carry out their services. Who can make a contribution? AA members, AA groups, other AA areas such as delegate areas, districts, conventions, roundups, intergroups, central offices. You'll notice who is not on there. Family members cannot make contributions. Clubhouses cannot make contributions. Only AA groups, members, and AA service entities like AA conventions or districts or areas. It talks about self-support, regular contribution plan, the birthday plan, and supporting the Grapevine and Lavinia through subscriptions. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. The contribution limits are here. An individual AA member can give the General Service Board $5,000 in any 1 year, no more. If an AA member passes away, they may make a bequest one time of $10,000. No rolling endowments, trusts, anything like that. Says contributions are sometimes made to honor and memory of a deceased member. Of course, contributions of this type, like those of any other, can only be accepted from AA members and groups. In the case of individual members, are subject to a $5,000 limit. So you can't give $5,000 in memory of somebody you know and another $5,000 yourself. The $5,000 limit is on the individual AA member who is still alive. The reason they point this out is because a few other fellowships have decided to take memorial contributions from non-members one time. So a son, a daughter, whoever. We don't do that. I'm glad we don't do that. As I heard an old-timer say one time, most of us have been asking our families to pay our way before we came to AA. So that is a practice we don't need to continue after we come into AA. There is no limit on a contribution that can be made by a group. So if you happen to have an extra $6,000, throw an extra $1,000 in your group basket. Let them send it as a group contribution. But I would suggest you don't need to like make a check that everyone can see that you're putting $1,000 in the basket. Like go to 7-Eleven and get a money order and it could be anonymous. It says in recent years, less than 50% of the groups listed with GSO made contributions to GSO. Expenses. For operating and reporting purposes, AA expenses are divided, AWS expenses are divided into two categories, service and publishing. For many years, AA groups and members have contributed enough to cover some, but not all of the service expenses. Net income from publishing activities establishes the remaining funds needed to establish, to enable GSO to provide. So that's per concept 12, where it talks about literature profit. And I'll give a little public service announcement here. When you hear people say that half our money is from literature, that is not true. It is simply not true. When someone gives us a dollar, we get to put the whole dollar in a bank account and spend it on services. When someone buys literature for a dollar, we don't get to keep the whole dollar. We have to use like 85 cents of it to pay for the cost of creating and printing that literature. So when it comes to literature money, it's important that we talk about literature profit or literature margin, or what they say here, net income from publishing activities. Prior to COVID, because the publishing numbers got destroyed during COVID with groups not meeting and stuff and people not needing literature. Prior to COVID, for a good like 4 or 5 years, we were running less than 25% literature profit, 75%, close to 80% contributions. We were definitely going in the right direction. I'm going to go to AA World Services. So AA World Services, the four main functions of AAWS are services, publishing, finance, and archives. We've already gone over that AAWS has not a board of 9 directors, 4 trustees, 3 non-trustee directors, the general manager of GSO, and the staff coordinator. It goes on to say a little bit about in order to provide effective services to the fellowship, there are 12 AA staff members, all of whom are AA members, and each one with a different service assignment. Those 12 people are the AA staff members. They all vote at the General Service Conference this week. Many of the issues that staff members respond to are related to group matters or are traditions questions that are received from the fellowship. AA members help with group problems with extensive correspondence, emails, telephone calls, sharing GSO's accumulated AA experience, archival information, literature, Box 459 articles, and other fellowship resources. All staff members have specific assignments and serve as support to both conference and trustees committees in their respective assignments. So what does that mean? If you're on the public information desk, you serve as the secretary to the trustees public information committee, and you serve as the secretary to the conference public information committee. You are not a voting member of the conference committee. However, you are a voting member of the entire General Service Conference for any recommendations that come to the floor. It says most staff members also handle correspondence for a geographic area within the US and Canada every 2 years. Every 2 years, staff rotate their assignments. And when we say rotate, let's just like describe it. We mean really rotate. We all know it's 2022. You can easily reprogram a phone extension so that a new number rings in the office. But we don't do that. Everybody has to physically move. You have to pack up your old office and move into your new office. And that's some of the assignments require a more senior staff member. We know that those committees at conference are going to get slammed. Literature, PI, we know those two committees get slammed. There's also the position of staff coordinator, which is also usually a senior staff member. And it's always good if that staff member has served on most of the desks so that they have a good idea of what the whole office does. Staff assistants, I do not want to overlook them. Staff assistants in the support services department produce correspondence, help create presentations, work with databases, offer on-site assistance at conference and regional forums, prepare minutes, reports, and copies for bulletins such as 459. The staff assistants are the backbone of the office. They are the absolute backbone of the office. They don't get to go to a lot of regional forums. Many people never know their names, but I assure you, they are a hardworking bunch. So I'm just going to go through the GSO staff assignments, accessibilities and remote communities, conference, cooperation with the professional community, corrections, group services, international convention, literature, nominating, public information, regional forums, and staff coordinator. Those are the staff assignments. Some people say, what about the international convention? Great question. Approximately 2 years before, so right now, we know who the coordinator is going to be for the international convention in Vancouver. We also know who the assistant coordinator is going to be. Those are two current staff members. At the rotation in 2023, the staff member who is the coordinator will only work that job for the 2 years leading up to the convention. That will be their full-time job. The assistant coordinator will have a regular full-time job, and that'll be their part-time job. However, we do this so that the assistant coordinator for Vancouver will be the coordinator for St. Louis in 2030. That way we have some continuity and people learn during a real one. Staff coordinator of the staff, their responsibilities are chairing the weekly staff meeting every Wednesday afternoon, overseeing staff coverage when any staff member is out, handling bequests made to AA. The staff coordinator also serves as a director on the AA World Services Board and as the assistant secretary for the General Service Board. That's one employee, full-time job, staff coordinator. It talks about other operations that GSO has, or other services, operations. This team responds to inquiries from members and customers related to records, literature orders, contributions. This team manages the information in the records department for every group in the US and Canada. This group also monitors inventory at the warehouses, manages all the customer-related issues that arise in the fulfillment process, and process all the literature orders received by mail, phone, fax, email, and online. Finance and accounting is responsible for GSO's bills and managing all the accounts receivable and accounts payable. Technology services team is responsible for the technology infrastructure at GSO. Information security supports all the business applications that we use and provides project management expertise and governance for the technology projects of the organization. Contributions are processed at GSO in this department. They handle incoming contributions received by mail for all of US and Canada. Human resources, because we have 100 employees, Communication Services deals with communications to the fellowship. The Mets department, meeting events and travel services. This team coordinates all the travel for board weekends, the general service conference, regional forums. They handle all the hotel contracts for board weekends and the general service conference. And mailing and shipping. This department processes all incoming and outgoing mail functions as one of the AA's three warehouses and responsible for assisting staff members in assembling packages of literature for the fellowship. This department handles both AAWS and Grapevine Lavinia inventory. Publishing. There's a note there that we decided to be our own publisher early on. Starting with the AA Big Book, AA has developed a broad range of materials designed to carry the AA message of recovery and articulate the principles of the AA program. We do have a director of publishing. You do have to be an AA member to be that. However, you do not get a vote at the conference. You are present at the conference to give information if needed, if required, but you're not a voting member. The publishing department coordinates all aspects of creating and publishing these materials. And remember, the publishing department has kind of, you know, it's kind of gone through a transition. It's not only about paper anymore. It's all the digital communications we have, all the ebooks we have. They also handle CDs. They used to handle film strips. They handle videos that we make for the public, for public service announcements. There's a thing here for the conference approval process on page 76. That's the process for all conference approved literature. Meaning that the conference literature committee has to make a recommendation to the full floor of the General Service Conference if we want to either create new conference approved literature or make changes to current conference approved literature. Only by a two-thirds vote advisory action can new literature be created or old literature be updated. Now, AWS, I'm going to get to that. I'll wait a second. GSO's newsletters and bulletins, box 459. That's all about the fellowship. About AA, published semi-annually. That's about professionals, letting them know about AA. Loners International is a bi-monthly newsletter that went out to people who are in places without AA. The quarterly report, that's a report after every board weekend. It is broken down by board and committee, what they were up to. Sharing from Behind the Walls, that's a newsletter regarding correctional facilities. Now, the next section's on translation and copyrights. AWS owns more than 1,300 copyrights. They keep track of them. We've had a problem in the past of forgetting to renew them. They work that. AWS is licensed. Oh, by the way, those newsletters, you can go to AA.org and sign up for your email. Just want to let everyone know that. It's very funny as I look at this new service manual on page 76 and 77. Conference approval process and translation and copyrights are right across from each other. If you put the two pages together, they touch each other. AWS has a publishing policy. AWS is allowed to make certain changes to literature regarding format or translation. I would tell you that the most recent thing going on that I see in the last 3 years in AA is that the pendulum always swings. And AAWS keeps creating new publishing policies where it seems they get broader power to make changes without the conference weighing in. I think it's something that the fellowship just needs to keep a close eye on. Now, why do I mention that? We're all sitting here while the delegates are working hard in New York right now. The action passed. Translations do not require conference approval. Period. If we are taking something that's conference approved in English, the AAWS board has authority to approve a translation. The advisory action passed last year for the plain and simple language big book calls it a translation. It does not, that's a very strong word in AA language. I was at the Southeast Delegates get together this year. The chair of the General Service Board was there. And she said she hopes when the book is done that AAWS will send it to the conference for them to look at. But there's no requirement. And she actually encouraged delegates that if they want it to be approved by the conference, they should send in another agenda item, because the agenda item passed last year clearly says this is a translation. If I was a guessing person, I would imagine that this discussion is happening over the next 3 days regarding the word translation. Finance, it talks about what the finance department does. Finance department people are so awesome. I've served as treasurer of the AA World Services Board and chair of the AWS board twice. The finance people led by the CFO are totally dedicated, watching our money at every turn. The archives, says the archive serves as a repository for every aspect of AA history. I want to just see if I can find a quick document. Just hold on a second, because there's some numbers that are really kind of shocking if you really want to know the magnitude of work that goes on at the General Service Office. Let's see where I might have put it. All right. I'm going to have to go into Dropbox and I'll read some of these to you, but it's very, just bear with me 1 second and I will find these. Of course, I can't find them quick, but I'm going to give you some approximates. The corrections desk, it gets like 1,200 letters a month. 1,200. And by the way, those are mostly handwritten. Good old box 459, that post office box, that's a real post office box. I don't know if you can see it in my, oh yeah. Take it off the wall. There it is. That is the real post office box. If you're in New York City and you happen to be near Grand Central Station, You can walk into the Grand Central Post Office Annex. When you walk in, make a right-hand turn and go to the boxes up against the wall, and you will see P.O. Box 459. That is the actual box. I've asked forever. I want to know the combination of that box. It's not in the archives. It's long been forgotten. And no one goes down there and picks it up every day. It is automatically shipped up to the General Service Office. But it is still there. I mean, that simple, small box has saved millions of lives. I mean, that is just a fact. It has been a communication lifeline. The staff deal with like 10,000 phone calls a year. The staff deal with like 3,000 letters and emails a month. The work that is done at the office is really mind-boggling. Truly, truly mind-boggling. I've said it all the time. I said it when I was on the board. It's not a trustee's job to agree with the staff all the time. There are plenty of times I did not agree with the staff. But it's definitely the trustee's job to be an ambassador for that office and talk about all the great work and hard work that is done every single day. So with that, I am going to go into questions. I'm going to hang my box 459. If any of you ever go to GSO, I only have two little souvenirs that I keep in my office, the thing in box 459. And if anyone here has ever visited GSO, you know what this is. That is a visitor pass sticker. Whenever I have someone who calls me and says, "Oh my God, I went to a meeting and they made me sign in at a desk." I'm like, well, if you ever visit the General Service Office and you really want to see the archives, the landlord is going to make you sign in and is even going to make you wear one of these stickers to get on an elevator. But that's the last one I wore as a trustee. Last AA World Services meeting I went to at the General Service Office. So with that, I'm going to go to questions. I know there's already some there. If there are three nonprofit corporations, does each have a separate 501c3 tax ID number? Yes. There's three tax returns filed every year. If you go to GuideStar or one of those public services, you can find our tax returns. The General Service Board has no employees. Each employee that works for the tax ID number of AA World Services or the AA Grapevine. If GSO handles AA affairs in other parts of the world, and the answer is no, came as a two-part. It says under purpose, it says GSO office services in countries where there is no service structure. Is this a contradiction? So I think handling AA affairs sounds like meddling. And we try not to meddle. I like to consider ourselves like a relative. Relatives try not to meddle in other relatives' lives. And I think our structure tries not to meddle. But when there is no other general service structure, there's nobody to give a license to publish literature. So if a country has its own general service structure, we will give them a license, and they can print their own literature. If they don't have a service structure, we will translate and print literature for them. Is the big book copyrighted? I heard it was not. How do we protect our message if not? Okay. The first and second English editions are not copyrighted. I want to repeat that. The first and second edition big books, English, are not copyrighted. We lost those copyrights. We made a mistake and lost them. However, the third and fourth edition are copyrighted. Having dealt with the assignment desks over the years, it seems like staff members just get a working knowledge of their assignment, and then they have to rotate off, and a new person has to learn everything. Have there been suggestions to lengthen the rotation period? Great question. The rotation used to be 1 year. And then it went to two. And now we've allowed it sometimes to be three. So I think that definitely is better. We want well-rounded people who know the whole office. But yes, catching up and learning a new assignment is also very difficult, no doubt about it. Somebody asked the general manager. The general manager does not rotate, however, is limited to a period of 5 to 7 years of employment. We do not want anyone being the face of AA for that long. And when I say face, I know they're an AA member. They're not doing Class A stuff on TV and radio. I mean the face of AA inside AA. Because the general manager goes to all the regional forums and a lot of AA events. We don't want anyone being the king or queen of AA for too long. Is the box 459 box, is that close to Very Street, to Vesey Street? No, great question, because GSO was on Vesey Street a long time ago. Works Publishing was too, after they were in Newark, New Jersey on William Street. P.O. Box 459 is not the first P.O. Box we had, but we've had it for a very long time now. It's up in Grand Central Station. Because if you remember, our office used to be on Park Avenue up until about 1990, which was in Midtown. Our office now is technically what you would call Morningside Heights, which is the Columbia University section of New York City, up in Harlem, 119th and Riverside Drive. Can you share any info about current financials? About how much comes in from groups and how much literature profits? Well, I can tell you this, the financials are good. It looks like during COVID, contributions took care of all our services in 2022. Because we had in 21 and 22, a lot less literature sales. I would imagine we'll go back up to like 20 to 30% literature profit, 70% contributions. If you want to go on a Friday for the 11 a.m. meeting, what time should you arrive to be on time for the tour? So there's not just one tour. They grab like 5 or 6, 10 people. And they take them around in groups. I would show up around 9:30, 9 o'clock. If you do go, you could go to the tour afterwards if you wanted. But by that time, people are going to be starving. You're traveling with alcoholics. My recommendation would be go on the tour before, go to the meeting, go have lunch in the cafeteria downstairs. While you're up there, throw a couple of suggestions. About 7 blocks south at 112th and Amsterdam. Most people in New York, they always hear about St. Patrick's Cathedral because that's the one in Midtown. That's the big Catholic cathedral. But if you go to 112th in Amsterdam, which is easily walkable from the office, that is the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. That is where Bill W.'s memorial service was held. It was the only place big enough in New York to hold it. The Cathedral of St. John the Divine is the largest Gothic cathedral in North America. I'll give you another local tidbit. Right across the street is the most amazing Hungarian bakery you have ever seen in your life. You can stop there and have a cup of coffee. And during the summer, St. John the Divine is so big that they're still building it. Like artisans come over from Europe, from Italy, every spring, summer, and fall to work on the outside of it. It is an amazing, amazing piece of architecture. Right next to the Hungarian Bakery is Great Pizza Parlor, if you happen to be walking around there. If you make it down to 112th Street, you only have to go like 14 more blocks and you'll be right at Towns Hospital at 98th Street and Central Park West. Although they are apartments and condos now, it looks just like it does in our literature. You can stand right there and look up at the third floor where Bill was. Before COVID, I don't know what's going to happen now after COVID. I'm sure it'll continue. But before COVID, there's still a group in Mexico that every year would come up to New York and has a little memorial service right across the street in Central Park there on the night of Bill W.'s spiritual awakening, the anniversary in December, whatever it is, the 11th or the 12th. But there's so much AA history. If you're bringing a big group, give the office a call. Warn them. Don't just bring a bus and pull up with 40 people, because they'll make arrangements to have the meeting in a bigger room downstairs in a conference room. And if you're bringing in a bus, make sure you alert the bus driver. 112th in Amsterdam, 98th in Central Park West, 23rd and Park is where Calvary Church is, where Bill first went to Oxford Group meetings with Evie. And then you can go right over. I walked by it the other day. I hadn't done it in a long time, but the General Service Conference was in Brooklyn this year, not Manhattan. Right around the corner from 182 Clinton Street, where Bill and Lois lived. Have you ever seen or experienced an area use the power of the purse? Yes, I have. I think it should be a last resort. And I would hope that before it's implemented, that area would let the General Service Board know why they are deciding not to send in contributions anymore. And exactly, are they just not sending contributions in from the area? Or are they telling their groups to maybe support not contributing? On a service workshop, some of you may remember this back in early COVID when I started the Monday night service, and we were all like in a fog, and we all thought COVID would be over in 3 weeks. I used to have a thing on Monday nights where I had a different person who served in a different capacity always come in and talk. The chair of AAWS during the manuscript litigation was one of those guests one night. And he honestly answered a question. And he said, while the money didn't affect, like it wasn't enough money to really hurt the General Service Board, the amount of letters that came in from individuals and groups who said that they were no longer going to contribute if their contributions were going to be used to sue somebody over a piece of property. And that trustee's name was Rich P. He said that those letters had a great effect on when they voted to stop the manuscript litigation. I heard that their fourth edition changes made to the Big Book in committee without conference approval. Is this true? No, not true. I think what you might have heard, I mean, it's like you grow up and you learn about the telephone game in kindergarten, and then you get sober and active in service and you learn about the telephone game in AA. The telephone game in AA is like 100 times more exaggerated and wrong than the telephone game you learned in kindergarten. By the time it gets to the seventh person, the information is very off track. I think what you might have heard is that the action to create the fourth edition said that the doctor's opinion, the preface and the forewords, the first 164 pages, and the Dr. Bob's nightmare had to be left as currently intact. After that conference, there was a grammatical error fixed in the first 164, changed by the publications department. The conference was very upset. Not that they didn't think that creating some bad grammar or English is not okay, but the spiritual principle of the group conscience was more important. It shouldn't have been changed without a conference action, and it was changed back. The foreword to the fourth edition was written by the publications department, and that was in the advisory action. There is language in the current fourth edition about modem to modem. But in the first language, there was an extra sentence that said something to the effect of meetings in person and online are different in format or something only. And people took offense to that, and that line was removed. But there were no changes made by the conference committee that were not voted on by the conference. Is the conference in Brooklyn? Yes, the conference is in Brooklyn. When is the last day of the conference? Do they stay until the work is done? When will we know the outcome? Great questions. Conference is supposed to end Friday night around 5 or 6 o'clock. It's been known to go to 9 or 10 or sometimes midnight. But the conference ends Friday. On Saturday morning, there is a brunch where the trustees who are rotating out will give their rotation talks. And then after that, the General Service Board will meet. All the actions of the conference will be read into the record in what we call the early bird edition of Box 459, will be distributed to all delegates. That has as many of the conference actions as it can be fit in. But probably, I would say within a week after the conference, your delegate will have the official proofread copy of the advisory actions of the General Service Conference and the additional considerations of the General Service Conference. I was sent a question via text by D for someone that's on the phone. What is the proposed translation agenda I spoke of, which will not allow translation to publish bypassing the board approval? I hope I got this correct. No, what I said is last year's action said to create a translation of the big book into plain and simple English. If you go by the letter of the law, even though it came back this year for review, when it's ready to be published, it doesn't say it needs to be approved by the whole General Service Conference. The point I was making is that I am sure over the next 3 days, because today, tomorrow, and Friday are the days of the big debates at the conference, when they hear the recommendations from the committees, I am sure there has been some discussion around translation. And will that book have to be approved by the entire General Service Conference with a 2/3 vote? So that's what I was saying. Okay. One last question. What is the difference between advisory actions and additional considerations? An advisory action is a recommendation from the committee to the full body of the General Service Conference. It requires a 2/3 vote for approval. And it usually is instructing the General Service Board something the conference wants done. They want a new book. They want a new PSA. They want to change a conference-approved pamphlet. An additional consideration is a note at the bottom of the committee's report. And additional considerations are not debatable. They're just a statement from the conference committee. It's usually about something they did, like we reviewed the workbook and suggested a few minor changes. It might be that they looked at something that's not ready yet. Like, let's say there's a new pamphlet somebody wanted, and the conference committee looked at a draft. It might say something like I know GSO speak by the back of my head, so don't accuse me for sounding like, but it might say something to this effect. The committee reviewed with gratitude and appreciation the current draft of this blah, 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 and looks forward to receiving an update next year. It might say something like that. Let me see if I can find it. So in 2018, there was a motion to censure the trustees and AA World Services over the manuscript litigation. If you read that conference report carefully, the motion to censure the trustees and AWS did not come out of committee. That was the conference committee on the trustees. But if you read the report, there was a very strong feeling of the committee. They might not have thought the trustees needed to be censured, but they for sure said, don't do this again. It says, the committee thoughtfully reviewed a proposal to censure the General Service Board, and after seeking extensive additional input from the chair of the General Service Board and additional trustees, agreed to take no action. The committee recognized that the litigation regarding the printer's copy manuscript of Alcoholics Anonymous has caused many in the fellowship to have strong feelings on all sides of this issue. The committee believes the unity of Alcoholics Anonymous is the most important treasure we have as a fellowship. The committee also recognizes that the General Service Board and Alcoholics Anonymous World Service Board have many legal responsibilities and must sometimes make use of the right of decision. But in the spirit of AA unity, the committee asks the General Service Board, the AA World Services Board, and the AA Grapevine Board that, one, all major decisions made by AA World Services, AA Grapevine, and the General Service Office or AA Grapevine Management be promptly and fully reported to the General Service Board at once. So if an affiliate corporation or an office makes a major decision, they're telling them that the trustees should be notified right away. Two, if the General Service Board, the AA World Services, or AA Grapevine Boards need to initiate a legal proceeding as a plaintiff, that whenever possible, they will consult with the members of the General Service Conference before starting such a proceeding, being ever mindful of AA unity and AA financial prudence. However, the committee understands that sometimes this might not be possible. And it goes on. But I think the committee did a great service for AA. There was no need to, they didn't feel the trustees needed the hand slapped, but they felt with the backlash from the fellowship to give the trustees a suggestion or two. And that's what they did with the additional consideration. Do you know any other areas who currently run PSAs in nursing homes? I don't think I do, but that's a very interesting question, especially because in today's world, it used to be you had to buy, like, let's start with billboards. You used to have to buy the billboard for 24 hours a day and pay the rent on it for the advertisement for 24 hours a day for a whole month. Now with electronic billboards, you can buy a 2-minute ad on a billboard every hour. So the whole landscape has changed. And now inside airports, we actually have digital advertising and that has AI attached to it. Like there are electronic ads and billboards or ad signs in airports today that look at you as you're approaching and determine you're a male and you're over 50, we're throwing this ad up. Like, the world has greatly changed. I think inside correctional facilities, nursing homes, even offices, this constant streaming of video. I mean, let's face it. When I became a trustee or a non-trustee director in 2009, the TV that's currently hanging on the wall in my living room right now cost like $10,000. Like, only the richest people in the world could buy a big TV like that. Today, or like, I don't know if you can see my, I have my laptop and I have my screen next to it. I mean, my screen is like super thin. You remember the old screens for computers? They used to have the screen and then like 3 feet past them that had to sit on a desk. Like, the world has greatly changed. So, I mean, that sounds like a great idea. Nursing homes, supermarkets who have digital advertising, and whether we can get just an ad up, you know, that look that's just, you know, static, or whether we can put a PSA up there. I mean, I think these are all great ideas for the future of Alcoholics Anonymous. And that's it, folks. Next week, we will go into the next chapter. Thank you very much. Please do me a favor. Do not, like, email your delegate Saturday. Just, you know, go to a meeting. Work with a sponsee. You know, that delegate just worked like 12 to 18 hours a day, all week. You know, give them a chance to get home and decompress a little bit, and you will find out quickly, I assure you.